Stock markets are up sharply this morning, not enough to erase the mess, but enough to get one's attention. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. After the Dow posted its biggest loss since the 1987 stock market crash yesterday, multi-pronged efforts by financial policymakers around the world have sparked a turnaround, at least for now. 20 minutes into the trade here, the Dow is up 676 points, 3.2%. Not to look a gift horse in the mouth, but it was up 1,300 points at the very start of trading. The S&P 500 is up 3.6%, the NASDAQ up 3.4%. Let us go live to the chief economist at FTN Financial, Christopher Lowe, who is also monitoring this moment by moment. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So what are some of the things persuading investors to go back into stocks this morning?
I think it's a few things, but the biggest is we had a concerted policy response on a global basis over the last 24 hours. The Federal Reserve making a $500 billion three-month loan to the credit markets. The Fed also reestablishing some quantitative easing. European Central Bank came in and offered loan relief yesterday. When the market didn't like the ECB response, they actually came back in the afternoon and said, fine, we'll do more. We had Bank of Korea with an announcement. We heard from the Aussies, the Swedes, the Canadians. It is a true global effort to get liquidity back into the markets.
Also, out of Washington, we're watching to see what the latest response is in Congress to helping buffer the U.S. economy from all this.
Yeah, I think that's really important, too. And it's policymakers are getting do-overs. Last week, Mnuchin and Pelosi met, discussed, couldn't reach an agreement. They decided they were going to try again after the spring recess.
And so we'll see if they can try it again today. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you, David.
Among the many worries given what I call the cancellations economy here are the layoffs to come, but it's too early for hard data on those. And in some fields, companies are trying to hire more people. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The job sites ZipRecruiter and Glassdoor both report a spike in job openings related to the spread of COVID-19 in the U.S.
There is a wide mix of skills needed that is reflected in the income spectrum as well.
That's Glassdoor economist Daniel Zhao, who says the surge in demand includes some high-paid healthcare jobs.
Epidemiologists or virologists to registered nurses down to call center or front desk workers who are helping handle the influx of community questions.
Plus foreign language speakers to get public health information out. April Hansen at staffing agency Aya Healthcare says recently her firm's had more calls to fill temporary job postings for physician's assistants and nurse practitioners.
As many health systems are setting up more mobile care units, tents in their parking lots to help triage the number of walk-in patients.
Her firm's also providing emergency workers for cleaning and disinfecting healthcare facilities. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
It is your last chance to get our new Marketplace t-shirt with a donation of just $30. Whether you're giving for the first time or renewing your support, this is an opportunity that you don't want to miss. But don't hesitate. This special offer ends this week. Contribute to independent journalism that you trust today at marketplace.org and get this shirt as a special thank you from us. Once again, it's marketplace.org, and thank you. Now to Econ Extra Credit, where we revisit basic economics every week. It turns out the free economics textbook we're reading has many tools to help us process this coronavirus situation. Starting with health insurance, is a health insurance plan like owning a fancy yacht? It's mine for me only, and if you can't afford it, nobody else cares. Economists call that a private good or even sometimes a public bad. Or is it a public good? Everybody benefits, even if you paid for it or not. Dan Mendelson is founder of the health policy consultancy Avalier Health.
I'd say that coronavirus is definitely a reminder that healthcare is, in fact, a public good, and that we all have a vested interest in making sure that everybody around us is seeking appropriate medical care at the right time.
Canada and many European countries, if not all European countries, have figured this out. It is much more of a debate in this country. But I guess what on display now is this idea that if a person has health care, it's not just the policyholder who benefits. You can see it right now.
That's right. I mean, we want people to seek appropriate medical attention at the right time. We don't want to see anyone in our community wait to go to a doctor until they're exceedingly ill or to not understand symptoms that are coming. And look, you know, it's not only true of coronavirus. It's also true for many other things as well. We have, in a lot of places, people who are in emergency rooms taking up space in emergency rooms when, if they had sought treatment earlier, their conditions could be managed a lot less expensively and in a way that, that had a better outcome for not only the patient but people around them. But infectious disease, I think, is a very important reminder of how interconnected we all are.
Something else in this whole coronavirus situation where you think of public good versus private good, vaccine research, right? You know, a private company might be coming up with the solution and they might have investors who stand to profit. But if they do it, everyone would benefit if they got it on the market.
Yeah. I mean, look, the company that creates a vaccine for this virus is going to be amply rewarded by the federal government and by governments all over the world. So I think that there really is a kind of a strong incentive and, in fact, a very aggressive research effort that is underway right now in the private sector to do that. And, you know, it's times like this that I feel fortunate that we have a robust private sector enterprise focused on these issues.
Dan Mendelsohn is founder of Avalere Health, a healthcare advisory consultancy. Thank you very much for this.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Back to Econ Basics. Once a week, you can participate in Econ Extra Credit, too. There's a free intro Econ textbook to download for free. There's a green button at marketplace.org, if you like. Recapping, the Dow is up 499 points, 2.4% now. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. We are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.